The Middletown Friends Meeting House in Langhorne has three burial sites where the unmarked graves of hundreds of enslaved and free black people went unrecognized for more than three centuries. Now in the Bucks County Quaker community's 335th anniversary, members are paying their respects. For WHYY, Daryl C. Murphy has more.
Holly Olson, a member of Middletown Friends Meeting, organized a memorial service for the deceased black people buried on the meeting house grounds. She was inspired by a similar revelation at another meeting house in Upper Dublin.
That's what got me thinking, well, do we have slaves on our property? And that's what began the research to find that we did and to have them recognized.
Olson looked for records with the help of local historians to confirm what many black residents had suspected.
There was an inkling that there were slaves buried here and free blacks that were buried here.
That's Brenda Cowan, a lifelong resident of Langhorne who helped plan the ceremony, which took place on Saturday afternoon. Cowan laments the tense political climate in the community, but seeing the turnout of about 100 people gave her hope.
This is a blessing, and this is so uplifting.
The memorial service featured readings from documents that freed the enslaved and performances by Lincoln University's concert choir. Middletown Friends also put out plaques to honor the hallowed ground. The number of graves is unknown and all but one remains unidentified. The grave belongs to a man named Cato Adams, who members believe was born a slave and died a free man. For WHYY, Daryl C. Murphy.